in the international. So since the beginning, we took up the work in the beginning of the 90s. Tekesta has been holding the fort regarding the African pavilion and Africa Many people have been supporting you, but if you had not been holding it...
Well, everybody, the instrument, naturally.
Yes.
He went with me very much to Africa.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, there has been several things. There were Helmut, who is an orbit architect, went with the Tekesta to Africa. Then there was invited professors and students from the Addis Ababa University who were here. And out of that work came a plan for Africa House, which I have a thing on the computer, and there's also a plan here, you can see. And the model stands over there. Tekesta has been working all along on an Africa House project, not on an Ethiopian pavilion or separate, but actually for United Africa. So since this has been the lead, this is what we all around him have been following. I have been working more intensively. Now Sanjeev from Sayer also went to Ethiopia together with Miriam this last summer, spring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was hoping Sanjeev would be here today also, but we had another meeting, maybe he would turn up. And now we actually, because we feel in International Songbook that we have actually arrived that we can work with this plan from Roche, there is a placing for the Africa House in the plan, and we would like to intensify this work. Tekesta has to get, we have been making an invitation to asking Karan Singh, Dr. Karan Singh, to make an official invitation to the ambassador of Ethiopia to invite here the Prime Minister of Ethiopia and the Archbishop. Also, the Bonapartes to come here and possibly lay the foundation stone for Africa House. So we have to see what comes out of these things, but this is the intention. So what we actually needed to do, I don't know if we can manage to do that, we need to formalize, and we wanted to widen the group, we wanted more people from Orville to come and participate, and then we wanted also to make the group more formal, because when the project gets going and there is money involved coming from outside, we have to have agreed on who will be in charge of this and be handling the money and decision making. No? But I think that has to wait till another meeting, because I don't think we have a quorum to do this today. And meanwhile, I've met Rachel and Hassan, who work also in Africa with an NGO, and we wanted to see how we could combine forces and get things to move. We can go into more details afterward, maybe just take a round and present ourselves and what is our interest and like that. And if you have questions, you just ask. There are more questions. There is an issue about the plan, about the sizing, about things like that, which it would be good to share and talk about. Yeah, no, but we can take it after we have personalized each other more. I would like to say one thing more for you who don't know. This is Kailas and Richard. They will present themselves. But Kailas actually was the person who was by Mother put in charge of the international zone way back, and who actually came back from UNESCO with the first clearance. At that time there was political instability or unrest in Orville, and this was not working out. But actually she has been holding this almost there. How many years ago?
Since I came, I was living in the ashram, working in the ashram. But when the concept of Auroville came to be established as an international city, I asked the mother whether Auroville as an international city can join as an NGO with UNESCO. Not that time Auroville didn't have an independent status. So I said Sri Aurobindo Society can be connected with UNESCO to further this development. And mother said yes. And she said, I put you in charge. And my position at that time was UNESCO's relations, no, Aurobindo and society's relation with UNESCO for the development of Aurobindo. I was in charge of that project. And in 1974, I mean, I was constantly working with the mother so that the whole project of Aurobindo would be directed on the basis of Sri Aurobindo's.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. Yeah, this is.
Happy to have you here.
On the basis of the mother's and Sri Aurobindo's teachings. So I was constantly in touch with the mother. Whenever I sent something about Aurobindo to UNESCO. And I had specifically taken two projects of Aurobindo. International University and the Cultural Pavilions of All Nations. So on cultural pavilions, she was guiding me, but we had not yet presented to UNESCO. In 1974, after the mother left her body, I proposed a resolution to UNESCO and prepared a brochure, what this cultural pavilions intend to serve. So that's my connection with the cultural pavilions.
That was presented in 1975.
1974, when UNESCO had its meeting, they meet every 2 years. So 1972, I was working on Sri Aurobindo Centenary Resolution. In 70, with on Aurobindo, 68 and 70.
Just to give the idea of the position where we are.
Yes.
We shortly we prepared a letter which is supposed to be, just to give them idea, to be a little bit interesting.
Yeah.
To read for them what we have prepared for Ambassador.
To Her Excellency Ambassador Gunnazode, Ethiopian Ambassador to India. New Delhi subject, inviting Prime Minister Madeleine Zenawi and Patriarch of the Ethiopian or the Orthodox Church Abuna Paulos in to visit Aurobindo. Dear Madam, this is a brief which we have prepared. Dear Madam, warm greetings and best wishes to you from Aurobindo. Your great country, Ethiopia, has a special link with Aurobindo since its foundation in 1916. Sri Aurobindo, whose vision inspired this project, had a great sympathy for your country and its heroic resistance to European colonial attempt. He expressed his admiration and sympathy in a poem written in the 1930s entitled Hail to the Fallen, saluting the leadership of your late Emperor Haile Selassie. The founder of Aurobindo, known as the mother, when she met a young Ethiopian diplomat of your embassy, in 1969, I told him, my child, I saw you 3 years ago in my vision. I had been waiting for you since then. You are my child who is destined to spread the light to Africa. This young diplomat reported all his spiritual experience and observation about Aurobindo to his government, to Emperor Haile Selassie, and to his spiritual master, Archbishop Dioscorus. These two great African spiritual leaders were the first to express in writing their support and admiration for her project of Aurobindo. After receiving the message, the mother was deeply pleased and blessed the Africans. A group of Aurobindians wishing to increase awareness of Aurobindo amongst Africans have launched a project to establish an African house in the international zone of Aurobindo. Ethiopians have taken the initiative in developing this project. With the support of Dr. Wumishet Berhanu, Dean of Addis Ababa University, and Professor Ashen Nafi of the Architecture Department, a plan for the African House has been prepared by a young Ethiopian architect, Brook Tekla Haimana, again with the initiative center has been established in Ethiopia in May 2007, certified as a local NGO, Auroville International Africa Education Center, under the license number 3116 of the Ministry of Justice. The first objective of the center is development-oriented technology transfer. The long-term aim is to establish in Ethiopia a sister township of Auroville to be named Miraville, after the founder of Auroville, Mother Mira Faza, which on her mother's side is Egyptian for an African origin. In order to develop this center, the municipality of Addis Ababa has been approached with a request to grant some land for the purpose. Meanwhile, Mr. Asfaw Tafarra, owner of the Imperial Hotel and Chamber of Printing Press in Addis Ababa, being inspired through the will of God and having wholeheartedly understood the objective of Auroville, has gifted 66.6 hectares, which he had obtained from the government for development, to be used for the establishment of the Auroville International Africa Education Center. Dear Ambassador, you will be aware that the fifth resolution in support of Auroville has been adopted by UNESCO recently, again recommending to member states to give support to the Auroville project when in October 2008 UNESCO commemorate Auroville's 40th anniversary at its headquarters in Paris. Ambassador Jai and Chairman of UNESCO's Executive Board offer all support to this work and especially wish to collaborate with Africans. Sri Aurobindo and the mother believed very much Ethiopians are great instruments of the divine. The mother was hoping that Ethiopian leaders and spiritual fathers would visit Auroville. His Holiness Abuna Paulus, Patriarch of Ethiopian Orthodox Church, has expressed his willingness to do so, and the positive response of His Holiness was transmitted to the community of Auroville. Twice an invitation has been sent to His Holiness through the Indian Embassy in Ethiopia. However, somehow the invitation has not been delivered to His Holiness. Dear Ambassador, I deeply request you to give your full support to this aspiration and to give us the benefit of your help in bringing your great motherland, Ethiopia, into closer contact with the noble project of Auroville established in India for the benefit of the whole humanity, a closer contact between your country representing the whole great continent of Africa and India will surely bring great benefit to the world. I believe you have a part and destined to play a great role. Therefore, I deeply request your help in two ways. First, in bringing about the visit to Auroville, the Prime Minister Meles Zenawi and Patriarch Abuna Paulus, and secondly, assisting us to obtain the guidance of the embassy in fulfilling the necessary formalities for converting the Auroville International Africa Education Center into an international NGO so that Aurovillian and friends of Auroville worldwide could be able to become member and participate actively in the project. I shall be most grateful to receive an encouraging response from you and will be glad to supply any further information and detail you may request. With Dr. Karasi. This is written by, I'm sorry, by many Aurovillians who support the idea. The same. Yes, I'm sorry.
I think it's the same.
Okay.
I think we move on with the.
Very good, very good. Okay,
yes.
Sorry.
So, this letter that the Kester was reading, it's used as a base for him to write a letter for him with asking the Ethiopian ambassador to invite the Prime Minister and the Archbishop. So, we are hoping that this will happen. And we would like that to coincide with the laying of foundation stone for the Africa House. Maybe we do this round of introducing ourselves, because otherwise we sit around the table and we don't know who we are. Tekeste, mm-hmm. You can say a few words about yourself for starting.
I am Tekeste from Africa, Ethiopia.
Africa is one is Africa, one Africa is the best state.
Okay.
The people who came to India came to participate in the foundation ceremony. Everything has a mission, and since I have a mission, here I am. After I was from that, I have contact of all of you, of an ashram. When I was retired, I came to live here.
Mm-hmm.
But my contact was there. Every year I was here.
Mm-hmm.
I am following.
The guest was working with the Ethiopian embassy in Delhi, and that was also how I came in contact. Which year did you come to Auroville? To stay permanently?
1998, in June, after retirement. For 5 years, I worked. My Ethiopian guru, Ethiopian Christian, who supported the idol of Auroville, in his name, I created the NGO. I made him blessed at the NGO, and then was happy. And when he left his body, I came.
So, Hassan, your turn.
Yes. I'm very happy to be here today. Because it's something like a dream for us, me and Rachel. I came here 25 years ago. I spent some months here in Auroville, helping, doing some work and volunteering. We are working in Africa, we have an NGO there, and myself, I'm from Morocco, so I'm African also. And I've traveled and worked more than 20 years in West Africa, and in Maghreb, in North Africa. And from so long time, I was thinking about how we can do something for this continent, and particularly between the North and West Africa, who have historically so many relations. I spent many years in Mauritania, Mali, and Tombuctou, and I understood such that middle age and before they were so interesting and important culture, civilization, empire, and all those time. It's like now the people that have no memory of this time, and I was not happy about that. So 10 years ago we have started an NGO in Burkina Faso, and we are working now in Togo, and I think before 2 or 3 years, we will be in several countries in West Africa and surely in Morocco. We are working in our NGO have a central methodology with using the Sri Aurobindo social development approach. So we are trying to apply in the field there, and we have opened different actions in health action with holistic center, agric and organic action, and fair trade. We are exporting local traditional ancient cereal from Burkina Faso in Europe, and by selling it in Europe, we can get some money and improving the project in Burkina Faso. And I think in the future in 2 or 3 other countries. We get the support from different companies in Europe, and the bigger one in France is producing tofu with soy, organic soy, and they give us the help.
Soybeans,
yes. And they give us the help to produce the tofu in different countries in West Africa. But all those things, For us, the central one is that we get the land in Burkina Faso, a little big land, and we want to make a connection between this land and Auroville, all sides of the project in Auroville. We have started by planting a lot of trees. We have started by trying to fill ourselves and some friends there that we try to feel a good vibration and try to do something else there, to join and unite the people. and we have started some organic culture of cotton and some and different product. We are near one village. We hope that we'll, in a few months the village will accept to be united with the full project as an international village for peace and development, and the old will be what we want to call it an Oro village. Oro village. Oro village.
Mira village.
So when we
on one side and another on the other.
Yes. Oro village, Mira village.
Okay.
Mira village.
And
she has been from North Africa, many she is from Africa, more of us. Or more in contact with North Africa.
And when we came here, we were thinking that maybe we will feel alone, because coming with project in Africa, it's not common. Even if you see an internet in Oroville website, you cannot see anything with Africa. So we were thinking maybe we'll contact some people, we try to convince them that something's possible there. So we were so happy to see that the things are already moving from a long time by you, and now accelerating, so we are happy. And the such meeting is like we have dreamed before coming here. So thank you.
So my name is Rachel. I originally came from Holland, but also with a Belgian mother and Hungarian father, so it mixed up. When I came to France, I started an organic company, transformation products, sprouted cereal products with bread and that sort of things. When I get to know Hassan 10 years or 11 years ago, we talked about Africa because he did a lot in Africa. And then we were talking about this small little ancient cereal, which is called Fonio. And we decided to go and work with the farmers in Africa. So since 7 years, we're having this fair trade work with the farmers. The company which I have in France has made a small company in Burkina Faso for transforming, for taking the peel off and distribute it in Europe, so that the people also can participate, the Europeans can participate in the actions that we are doing with the NGO in that area, of the cereal. So it's Hassan who introduced me in Africa and who made this possible. Together we made this, done this work about the cereal and all the projects where he has already talked about. So I'm also very glad when Kailash said, you have to meet Jaya. And we were so astonished to come here just at the right moment with this project. Because we really would like to have possibility to exchange between Oroville, Africa, on the same basis, vision of Sri Aurobindo and Mother.
I'm just a teacher in the ashram. I've grown up in the ashram since the age of 11. And I've been associated with education, and particularly with plants and the gardens, and more specifically with the significances of flowers. Mother has named more than 800 flowers, so I'm sort of the custodian of the, of the knowledge and the names, and we try to have these available in picture form or in plant form, growing seeds, exchanging, so that the mother's work through flowers is spread in different parts of the world. She has named many flowers that grow in Europe, and many flowers that she has named come from Africa. For instance, there is one called the Supermental Manifestation, which is a huge ball which comes out in spring, and that is typical in certain parts of Africa, as well as cannas, which grow very well in Africa. So,
and that's not
Masco, I mean the similar climate.
But it doesn't come from.
Used to, I know definitely grown in Africa. In fact, they even have a wide variety of the supernatural manifestations, orange, pink. But so, and I had come here with Ganesh to escort us in Russia.
My name is Jaya. I have been working with this place, which is called Jungtepavilion, since it's actually part of producing the concept of Jungtepavilion. And now I work together with Shivaya. I've been out of Orbit for a couple of years, but I'm back here now. And working with Jungtepavilion, the concept of Jungtepavilion was that we would create a place where everybody could work until they had their own pavilions, because we felt that it would easily happen that the bigger countries, richer countries, would be able to do, but we would forget the ones, and they would come last, and there was no place left, basically, you know. So this was, we wanted to see that there was place for everybody, and how to also to keep the unity aspect of it. We have to work through unity. In that process, we actually, that was how our collaboration started in the Kestis, because in that process we were so busy creating unity, we forgot about the people who actually were alone working and struggling to do that thing, like the Kestis, he was alone. And one day I met him on the road and I was inviting him to come, and I realized that he was quite unhappy. And it touched me very deeply. And when I was driving further, I realized, yeah, here we are working so engrossed in our things and completely forgetting that other people are struggling, you know? So then I realized, no, we have to work together. We have to support each other. Even if I at that time didn't have that strong connection to Africa like that, I felt that this has to somehow. And then there was other people who also have been working, supporting, helping Tina. We had a very nice meeting at Juanita's when she was still here. She was American African. And we invited, because there are many African students in this, both in India and this whole area. So we invited quite a few people. We had a nice tea party like that. Since then, actually, I have gotten an African son-in-law and an African, half-African grandchild. Mm-hmm. So I think my roots go into the future.
The divine.
And that little boy, he's my daughter, she said, he's a gift to us just to let us feel so loved. Because he has an incredible capacity for love. And that is, so it's very special. So that is my, and now of course since I am back, meanwhile, people were here from Ethiopia, they did this work, and there is the work on the Africa House, we show you after also. And I feel that it is, like the guest is saying, it is possibly a key to open up the development. Actually, the guest has been alone working on this, but the African site in this continental area is the only site which actually has a plan for it. But Nivas in a certain way also, but actually the European area, the American, there is no plan, there is individual projects, but nobody has looked at the whole. So we actually have a plan that can, so that means one can start. And this plan has been so far accepted everywhere. Roshi Anshe, who was the chief of, was very happy with it. Lagnera, we have not seen any block anywhere on this plan. I will say a few more words later about overall thing, but that's, I should stop now. Pass it on to you.
Moreover about Africa, Africa already, Africa Union has been created. One Africa, there is no problem. Finish one map. Africa has been united. United States of Africa. That also helps a great change. To speak frankly here, I am from Ethiopia. In 1888, Ethiopia, Divine Mother and Shravinda say Ethiopians are instrument of the divine. That is true. In 1888. While the whole of Africa was in colony, while the whole of Asia was in colony, while the whole many Latin Africa was in colony, Ethiopia was a small country, just little. Mm-hmm. Italy came to attack and colonize. Mm-hmm. And then at that moment, Ethiopia defeated everybody. And then now also, we want that Ethiopian leaders to come, something this way to world will be, and then the door will be open. The door of Oro will open up. Sorry, Jaya.
No?
See, when the Africa has come, Africa, the map of Africa has come. Where is it? our aim will be fulfilled. Meditate, madame. You are, the guest is seeing on you. I have given this, requesting you, mother, you tell her she is doing. Sorry.
My name is Judy. I'm coming from Kenya. I've actually been here for 5 months in Auroville, but I came to India in 2006. I was living in some other part of India, but now, like, for the past 5 months, I've been around, and I'm studying in Acharya College. Thank you.
Kenya, okay.
Yes, you're next.
My name is Chris. I'm studying in Acharya. I've been living in Pondicherry, let's say, 8 months. Afterwards, I was in other part of India, in Coimbatore. Came here in India 2008.
Where in Africa are you?
I'm from Kenya.
Nothing more to hear.
No, you don't hear us, but
maybe you can say, Kailash, what are the books of Sri Aurobindo that you have, which inspired you to write?
Ah, the books, ideal of human unity, Indian, foundation of Indian culture. Life Divine, of course, was the main inspiration. And education, the mother's conversations with the students, teachers, their writings on education, and the spiritual foundation of human unity, which I got from Life Divine. And the synthesis of yoga. The last chapters, self-perfection. What should be the aim of education? Not this information on the material plane, but the inspiration from within, flowering on the material plane. And what should be the aim of education? To make the human being perfect, not on the mental level, but on the inner level. Transformation, which is the aim given in the Life Divine, in the last chapter. To be fully manifest. And that project was also went through UNESCO very well.
Thanks, Kailash.
My name is Edmond.
Edmond.
I'm also Kenyan. A student also. Actually, I'm very glad. I couldn't believe when we were told that there is an African meeting in India. So actually, we are sorry we were late. We just came from college. So, but we are glad we made it. So, with the realization that Africa also is being brought to the limelight, we really appreciate that one. We don't believe people say that Africa is a dark continent. We don't believe that.
The light is there.
Yeah, it's never dark. But whatever you've put through and you want to lay it down, for us, we believe in God also. We just say, let God give us the way also. To give everybody strength to be able to carry out all these things. Thank you.
Yes, what is your name?
Antonio.
Antonio.
Very good. Very good.
Can you just listen in? Huh? You just sit here and listen a little bit.
I'm Chloe. I'm Rovilian. Yes, I'm working for the radio. And since the first day I came here, I really felt that Auroville, something is missing, and for me it's really Africa in Auroville. And since I'm born, I'm always connected to Africa, and if I can help that Africa come to Auroville, I will. But I can only help through sounds and radio.
Very good.
That's very good. That's excellent.
We need to worry. It's all man. We also saw something on all man Africa.
We have one more question.
Yes.
My name's Pips.
How do you spell that?
P-I-P-S.
Okay.
I was born in Zimbabwe, but I spent most of my time in South Africa, and I spent 10 years in East Africa. And yeah, very keen to do whatever I can. Africa is obviously part of my soul. So.
You are staying here?
I'm teaching at IKM school.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how long will you be here? You are going to stay? Or?
Yeah, I'm actually doing an Africa project at IKM, hopefully from August.
Okay.
My visa expires and I'm going back to 5 months and then coming back to the Africa project.
Very nice. Yeah, we would be very happy to exhibit here the work that you do.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
You're creating now that you're changing the space so that we can have exhibit. We'll have a big exhibition here actually in February on the International Zone and all the pavilions.
Okay.
And then we will continue. And
great.
If you see, we are building the big. Actually, this is the annex. As in many places, Norway builds the annex first. So this is like the Unitarian annex. This is the office space, but we are now building the exhibition interaction space and the Hall of Peace, no? Which we hope within the next 2 years that should be ready. And meanwhile, we are doing some arrangements here that we'll be able to have exhibitions also. It gets a bit cramped with all the activities, but nice. And the more we can get focus on the pavilion work, the happier actually we are right now.
You didn't even mention the peace thing.
Yes, I would be. We can take all of this. Is the, for those of you who don't know, Richard is just mentioning, this is the peace table. And actually, this was George Nakashima, who was a Japanese American. Now, we get all kind of things into the Commerce Africa meeting now because it's our first meeting and we're just introducing everything. So it's okay, we take it as it comes. He, because this actually also connects to Africa now. He was an architect and then he became a woodworker. He was a foremost person in this field, and at one point he was given a very, very big walnut tree, which is, I don't know if I'm quoting correctly, but somebody said that a tree like that you get once in the life of a nation. It's a very, very big tree. And he felt that he wanted to do something special with this. And I think he had been in for an operation or something, and when he came out of the anesthesia, it came to him that this was going to be altars of peace, something like this, no? And first he thought an altar of peace, to be something special. And then actually, with more thinking and talking with people, it was decided to make 6 tables, one for each continent. And these tables would be placed in a space which was itself working with the element of peace and conducive to this, no? So George Nakashima is interesting because I just read a book about this. It's quite fascinating. He was a Hindu, a Zen Buddhist, a Catholic. For his heart, he somehow took up all these different things.
He had contact with Ashram.
Yeah, he was his name Sundarananda was given by Maharaj Sri Aurobindo. By Sri Aurobindo. He was an Ashramite for a number of years, and that was, so actually he saw his work as Karma Yoga. It was very, very strong. And these tables, the first one was placed in the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York. Some beautiful pictures from this. The second one was prepared to be placed in Moscow. And it had to do with this whole thing with how would you say, atomic weapons, how do you say this in English? I think in Swedish with certain of those things. Actually, because
nuclear.
Nuclear weapons, yes, because of what had happened in Japan after the war, and because of the Cold War, it felt the importance to put this. But that was a long process. There was a lot of eminent people involved in this process, but it took a long time. But while all this was in process, the third table was created, and it was decided to put it in orbit for Asia. So that was how we got the peace table here. And then the table was inaugurated in Moscow. So there is one in the US, New York. There's one in Moscow. There's this one here. And now the fourth one is in process. And that will be placed in the Desmond Tutu Peace Center in South Africa. So the African one is being in place. And so, and we are now building the Hall of Peace, because we have had, this table has been in transit, first in Barak Nivas, in the pavilion, now here. But actually, we are building the Hall of Peace just 10 meters across from here. And we can be reached. And
just general, I remember you have said something, what you had experienced. Oroville and Ashram was misunderstanding. Always when good things is going, the negative force are playing. This, we are Africans, we are very much aware. For example, 45 years I am fighting. Emperor Haile Selassie, the famous king, Shreerabindu, the priest, Archbishop Dioscoros, the Ethiopian Christian church, very, very famous. And Shreerabindu writing about Ethiopia, about Emperor Haile Selassie. And the mother seeing visions. And 45 years now we have, and then we invite the Pope. The force, negative force, but definitely, as you have seen now, Oroville, what you have seen before and now, today is something, is a sign. While we were discussing, Africa was coming. I saw Africa was coming. So this is the victory day. Victory day, we say. I just wanted to tell to them there was a Sri Aurobindo's spiritual center was established in Africa, Kenya, Nairobi. Serbian Melavani, Sri Aurobindo Ashram brought Sri Aurobindo's relics to Kenya. The address of the center is Sri Aurobindo Society, Nairobi Center, P.O. Box, something, telephone, something, email, something. So you have to, there is a center, Aurobindo Center, no place in Africa.
Amatlale